It can't get here fast enough. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Two U.S. military flights carrying thousands of pounds of baby formula are expected to arrive in Indianapolis today as many moms and dads struggle to feed their young children.
Just four companies are responsible for about 90% of the formula baby supply here in the United States. Writing in the Washington Post, the CEO of one of those companies, Abbott, whose plant was shut down earlier this year, leading to the shortage, pledged to make the following steps. Establish a $5 million fund to help families with hospitalized children. Ship millions of cans of powdered infant formula from FDA-approved facility in Ireland. And expect to restart his Michigan plant the first weekend in June.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Later this week, executives from companies that manufacture formula will testify before a House panel. More cases of monkeypox are surfacing. Officials in Israel say the illness has been detected there. Dozens of cases also diagnosed in Europe and North America. President Biden, who's in Japan, says the outbreak is something everyone should be concerned about. Before arriving in Tokyo, the president spent 3 days in South Korea, where he touted Hyundai's investment in the U.S. The South Korean automaker has plans to build an electric vehicle factory in Georgia.
I signed an executive order setting a goal of having 50% of all new vehicles sold by the year 2030 be electric.
As for the continued threat from North Korea, the president appeared to brush it off, telling reporters we're prepared for anything North Korea does. Tomorrow, the president is expected to unveil a list of nations that will be joining an Indo-Pacific trade pact. Notably absent will be Taiwan, since the move would have angered China. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration is bracing for violence. On Monday, the Supreme Court could rule on Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision that legalized abortion nationwide. Angry protests erupted weeks ago when a draft opinion overturning Roe was leaked. Protesters have also been targeting the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. The White House is still fighting to do away with a public health order at our southern border. Title 42 was supposed to be lifted tomorrow, but a federal judge has blocked that. The Department of Justice was quick to announce an appeal.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre explains their side. She says the authority to set public health policy nationally should rest with the Centers for Disease Control, not with a single district court. The heart of this federal judge's ruling is a nod to states that sued, worried there could be a huge increase in illegal immigrants in border towns if Title 42 goes away.
Fox's Peter Ducey. New York politics could get interesting.
A New York judge approving the state's final congressional map drawn up by an outside expert. With no changes in Manhattan, there's now a possible primary fight brewing between current veteran Democratic representatives Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney. Nadler saying he intends on running while there's no word yet from Maloney. The new map also setting up a primary battle between incumbent Democrat Mondaire Jones and former Mayor Bill de Blasio for the new 10th district seat covering Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
America's wide-open spaces are starting to get a bit crowded. The pandemic brought more Americans outdoors, and many of them found themselves enjoying the nation's parks. As a result, some parks, like Yosemite, are requiring reservations in advance. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.